The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh my goodness. On the radio, on social media, we had the biggest reaction to what do you ask your partner to do constantly and they ignore you. They're like, yeah, sure. And
just
don't do
Dana
it.
I just to leave me alone and she won't ever do
it. I would
it.
Leave you alone oh, if you God. Do what you're supposed to do. Last night, I get home. I almost took out my phone and put it up, but I'm like, I'm so sick of putting it up because he obviously doesn't care. The clothes around the hamper. It just doesn't stop.
Around the hamper. It's like I'm decorating it. You know, it's like a floral bouquet around the main.
I don't want your funky drawers and your funky socks out there like that. Oh, put them inside the hamper.
Did I do it this morning?
Why not when you're taking the clothes off?
Because it's a lot of work.
Oh, God.
To lift the hamper? Oh, my gosh.
At least I get him next to the hamper.
Here is the beginning of this episode. This one's going to be crazy. No one in my house puts things back where they go. No one.
No.
And they always end up asking me, where's the so-and-so? Well, I found the so-and-so. Let me tell you the story right now. Every lady's like, I can relate to this. Welcome to your Thursday. It's Friday's Eve. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm constantly under attack. DJ Automatic.
I'm Anthony A.
No, so the kitchen scissors were missing. This isn't the first time we've had this discussion. These go missing all the time. But this time, I said to DJ Automatic, where are the scissors? He's like, I slept with them last night. What?
What?
He said, I heard a sound, and I figured if someone came in the house, I would just stab them with the scissors.
Take that.
What
take that.
Is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Who sleeps with scissors? It scared me because you sleep crazy. You could stab me if I move the wrong way or if
Why
I like...
Well, as a man, dude, I'm like, wait, how many pairs of scissors do you guys have?
We have an abnormal amount of scissors.
Like,
we have scissors that are designated to each room. And that's why she said the kitchen scissors.
Yeah. Like, man, we just have two pairs of scissors.
These kitchen scissors cut meat and things like that. So why would he... Well, I guess you were going to stab meat.
Yeah.
You got the right scissors.
They're lucky because I keep my shotgun underneath my bed, too.
I know. But it weirded me out about being alone in the house. Do you keep something by your bed, Anthony A., or anything in your house to protect yourself?
Nah, dog, just these hands.
You don't even have like a baseball bat or anything?
Just these hands, dog, and my dog Metro, bro. We good.
Dude, I've seen Metro. Metro's running, I know.
Metro's doing good. He's going to attack somebody. We're straight. I got an aggressive dog.
We don't. We have marshmallow dogs. They will invite the robber
in. I'm going to have to protect my dogs.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. So you guys are questioning me over what I have when your best defense is your husband with scissors? That's what you're trying to say?
Scissors over Metro.
Dude, I take my dog over your husband.
I'm a pretty good shot, dude.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we got National Easy Bake Oven Day.
Oh my
right?
gosh, I always wanted one of those so badly. I remember when I finally got to buy one for my daughter, and we baked, and it was awful. The food is terrible,
food sucks.
But it doesn't matter. We had the best time. Easy
Something
Bake
that doesn't
oven.
Suck, leftover candy. It's National Candy Day.
Yeah, it does. It sucks. It sucks.
I love it. Why is it National Candy Day like a few days after?
Because you have the candy left over. Like for the next couple of weeks,
why wouldn't Halloween be National Candy Day?
DJ Automatic. Yesterday, by the scissors, I found an empty bunch of wrappers with Twix and Kit Kat. That's why. Right by the scissors.
You're using the candy scissors.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll wrap it up on National Men Make Dinner Day.
Oh, Men Make Dinner. There is one thing that I love DJ Automatic
one
cooks.
Thing.
Do you know what it is? No.
I make a lot of good things.
No, but think about it. You make it in a pan in the kitchen. What is it that I love that you make?
My meat and potatoes?
Your potatoes and your meat burritos?
Damn.
Let me tell you.
So
I put
good.
It down.
There
put it
go.
Down with the meat.
That's it. That's all we had?
That's it, I guess.
All right.
You were going to say, when you were saying I put it down, I was like, what are you talking about? The breakfast burritos or something else?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this is going to be such a fun conversation. The things we ask our men to do that they say, yeah, and then they ignore us. Why do they do that? I actually have a study that was done by a renowned PhD psychologist named John Gottman. There's a reason that men aren't doing what we're asking them to do. Ladies, I'll share that with you in just a few. But I started thinking about all the things that I ask Automatic to do that you just...
What things do you ask me to do?
Can you put the pitcher back on the towel so it doesn't make a stain on the quarts that I have to clean every time? How many times a week do I ask you to do that?
Every day.
Every day. Why can't you just put it back on the towel?
Because you give me like 1 square inch of...
Okay. Doesn't matter.
I'm not a therapist, but I want to kind of step in with this question here. Automatic, do you ever feel like your wife...
Anthony, be careful.
Then she picks careful. At me.
Talks down to you or belittles you a little.
Every day.
I feel like
how
sometimes.
Is that?
I feel like a lot of women do that when they're trying like to they, get men to do things. See, and that's why we don't do that stuff that you guys want us to do.
What you women fail to realize is we already have a mother. We don't need another mother.
No.
And apparently when you talk you to us like you're our mother and you're like, hey, go do this. Hey, go do that. Hey, put the water pitcher on your 1 square inch thing so I don't have to clean up stuff. Is
think
annoying.
About what you just said. I don't want to help you, Dana, so I'm not going to do that.
It's not that I don't want to help you.
No,
it's
it
just
is.
That these little things that don't matter, you make a big deal out of
they
them.
They matter to me because I'm the one that has to clean it up. If it was you, I would never do that when there's
do
trash
I clean up,
or anything.
Do I clean up all the time?
So. No.
Do I clean up?
No, you
do,
leave.
Come on, real.
Tonight
real,
on. At Dana Cortez on my Instagram story, you will see the trail of candy wrappers and crumbs that my husband leaves. No, you God. Don't.
My bad, guys. I don't regret a lot of things, but I do regret asking that question. My fault. Yeah, I didn't open up that can of worms.
All right. Can you just let us be men? Can we just be men?
Just what does that mean? Sloppy and,
yes.
and deaf?
Let me be a man.
Chris is online, too.
And the only thing
too.
I want you to know is you're not always right.
I didn't say it was.
You act like you
just
are.
Just put the picture on the towel. Okay, so Chris has been holding now online, too. Is there something that your wife asked you to do over and over?
Clean.
Why don't you clean around the house, man? Why don't you help her?
Because I bust my ass all day at work.
That's her job.
I'm on Chris's side here.
Look. That's what I'm saying.
DJ, get out of my studio.
How
is
if she stays at home, that's her job.
He can't help?
Does she go to work and help him?
I think you still should contribute at your cussed house. Aren't you working hard to build a good home?
Yeah, I work harder to pay for that good home.
So you're telling me your girl doesn't clean?
She does, but she just really wants me to help her.
Well, then why can't you just help her a little bit? Like, I bet you she tells you things like, can't you just pick up your socks and put them in the hamper, right? Exactly.
That was a guilty laugh.
That was totally guilty. Okay, hold on. Let me share with you the study that kind of explains why men don't listen. This researcher, his name is John Gottman. He's a psychologist, PhD, specializes in dealing with couples. And he says, honestly, it's a power struggle. Some men view intimate relationships as a win-lose game. It is ingrained in men's DNA. And it can lead two people splitting up.
I don't believe this guy. I don't believe his study. You know why? Because I already know I can't win with you. It's a no-win situation.
You win every day because you don't put the pitcher back on the towel. You win every day. And sometimes men can be mean about things. Another
and
quote.
Women are never mean.
I'm never mean about it.
No, listen ever. To the show for 3 days and tell me you're never mean.
Okay, we have a woman on line 4. Is there something you tell your partner to do over and over and he just won't do?
He just never will push in the chair at his desk. Like, no matter how many times I ask him, like, what will it take to get you to push in this chair?
Why doesn't he do it? Have you asked him, why don't you do it?
No, every time he's just like, sorry. I'm like, what's the problem?
And it bugs you, right? At this point, do you think he's just like, I'm not going to listen because you're telling me what to do? Or do you think he just forgets?
Oh, I think it's probably a little bit of both. He's like, well, it's my chair. Like, why should I push it in? What's the big deal?
Trust me, he doesn't even put that much thought into it. He just doesn't push his chair in.
He might have just been raised that way.
Yeah.
Raised like what? Not pushing a chair in?
Yeah, things that happen, dude. I realize a lot of times I don't lock doors. I don't lock doors. And like growing up, I don't know why. We didn't lock a lot of doors.
You know what automatic does? It drives me insane. He leaves lights on all over the house. I'm like, what are you doing? The closet light, the light down. He'll be almost asleep and I have to wake him up. Go downstairs. He's like, why don't you do it? Because I didn't leave the light on. It's ridiculous. I want to close with this message real quick to men. Look, I know it might sound like we're nagging or like automatic said, like we're trying to be your mother. When in reality, all we want is for you to want to make our lives easier because we want to make yours easier. Does that make sense? Like I'm always thinking about how I can make life easier for DJ Automatic. And that's all we want. That's what it is. And I think most women will agree.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so excited about food news today. One of the most delectable, I mean, this is almost a fine dining experience, is back in a franchise restaurant. I'm going to tell you what it is now. Hottest hashtags on your Thursday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
I have some good news. The U.S. private payrolls increased more than expected in October. That's suggesting basically that the economy is regaining momentum early in the fourth quarter. This is good news for America.
So
yay!
That means more people are making more money.
Yes. That means small businesses in general. Plot twist. worker and raw material shortages remain, which are kind of holding things back.
Ooh.
Companies, you're making money. You got to pay people. That's the moral of the story. People are not going. They're like, if I'm going to be poor, I might as well just be poor doing nothing. You got to pay a living wage. And in food news, it's so delectable. It's so amazing. I can't believe I didn't talk about this earlier. The McDonald's McRib is back.
Oh, yeah. That's time of the year. I love that time of the year.
Baby, tangy, sweet. Mm. On meat, we're not sure quite what the meat is, but it's all right. It's tender and juicy.
I will say you tricked me with the fine dining thing.
Oh, it's so good. Onions and pickles. I mean, this is a staple.
I look nasty when I'm eating it because I'm one of the people who like to take a little bit of that and then throw my fries in my mouth at the same time.
So
just get them all
good.
Up in there. You know, it's not, yeah.
If you just want a sandwich or sandwich, as my mother says, for a limited time, the sandwich is $3.69, but you want to get the fries like Anthony likes and a drink, $6. That's an affordable meal. And it's so amazing.
Not good for you, though.
It's good for my taste buds.
Danny Cortez Show, ladies and gentlemen, giving you the news you need.
The McRib is back.
They're pulling in right now. People pulling in right now. National Day, Anthony A.
Hey, Danny Cortez, who's the best? What's the best Eminem rapper?
What's the best Eminem rapper?
No, damn, I messed that whole thing up. What's the best candy rapper? It's supposed to be Eminem. Sorry, guys. I try to do candy jokes, but they just make me snicker. It's National Candy Day. It's National Candy Day.
All right, so it's candy day today because people still have that leftover Halloween candy. I was so mad yesterday cleaning the living room because Automatic will get home from work, DJing, whatever, and he lays on the couch and he eats the old Halloween candy and there's wrappers all over the floor, wrappers all over the coffee table. Why can't you put the wrappers in a trash can?
Come on. Because I'm laying down and I'm relaxing.
Come on. Well, today Automatic is a day for you to make it up because it is National Men Make Dinner Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Green macaroni tonight.
Macaroni.
I'm not gonna lie though, your Kraft blue box macaroni, I don't know what it is you do to it.
It's just a lot of practice.
We
That's
just talked about fine dining. It's
my
so good.
Kraft macaroni is way better than the McRib. I promise you that.
I could use a side of that with the McRib. Anthony, what's the best thing that you cook as a man?
Dude, recently I've been doing is like, you know, jailhouse style quesadillas. Just like a little tortilla.
That?
Just a little tortilla, a little shredded cheese, and you just throw it in the microwave.
Bruh.
Or you get it. You put your tortilla
disgusting.
In the microwave?
Okay, all right.
You have been a single man way too long.
I'm on this. All right.
Every woman listens, like, I'll cook for you,
sir. It comes all crispy and hard out of the microwave. It's gross.
There's abuelita, grandma listening, like, oh, pobre.
I'm Latinx, Dana. Latino
gang. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you want to be a millionaire? Of course you do. Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest men in the world, and trust me, there's a difference between wealth and being rich. He says if you follow these four steps, you can be a millionaire. I will share them with you right now in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, what you got?
So we all know somebody who's been affected by cancer.
Of course. Or family members,
we personally
friends.
Have been affected. Yes. All right. So the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota is rolling out a new blood test that can detect 50 different forms of cancer at once.
Whoa. Before you show symptoms?
Yes. The doctors say this is a game changer. It basically identifies cancer-causing cells from certain parts of the bodies that tell what kind of cancer is forming in your body, and the Mayo Clinic is going to have it out before the end of the year.
Whoa!
Automatic off the air said, I feel like we're going to eradicate cancer.
I feel like this is just one step closer. I mean, I've worked for a lot of companies that do a lot of charity work for different cancer organizations.
All of us volunteer, yeah.
In our lifetime, I do feel like we will get rid of cancer.
Nice. Remember that we also have to really be cautious of what we put in our bodies, food. That's why we do the Fat Club. I mean that. A lot of times what we're eating is having these bad effects on our body and it does cause cancer.
Yeah, I've been getting into sports gambling a lot. So I was about to say, like, I'm going to take us on the over of beating cancer for sure, DJ Automatic. I agree with you on that one, dude. Man, great story.
Three-game parlay.
Yeah. Parlay. But think about it. It's crazy. It's like, you just go in now and you just take a little bit of blood.
And you'll know.
And you'll know if you have any form of cancer growing in your body.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out to the breakthrough of modern science. And speaking of modern stuff, what about modern dating? All right. In case you missed it, couples who meet on dating apps are likely to divorce early.
No.
Yeah.
Love isn't real on the dating apps?
A new study says that couples who meet on dating apps have a 12% chance of getting divorced within the first 3 years of marriage compared to the 2% chance of couples who've met through friends.
That is not terrible, but
it's not shocking to me at all.
Well, really? No, 12% isn't a lot, but it's a lot higher than 2%. I wonder why meeting on dating apps makes it harder for your relationship to be successful.
I think because when you're on a dating app, it's the highest facade of yourself. It's the highest what you think of you. So like,
it's your representative.
Yeah, you put all your skeletons way back.
Everything's Photoshopped. Everybody looks perfect.
And even in the sense of that, like, this person's like the ultimate compatibility person for you, because like you meet on those surface levels of interest and things, and that's how the dating apps get you together.
So but on the positive side, that means 88% will work out.
There we go.
Okay, there you go. All right, and in case you missed it, Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest men in the world, says you too can be a millionaire, but you must follow these four steps.
Let me hear them.
You can't break from them. Number four, be careful borrowing money to invest for your retirement or your dream business. Hey, mom, loan me this. Hey, let me go to the bank and whatever, whatever. You can't borrow money.
I already know that one.
Number three, loans are sometimes necessary, but only borrow what you need. Sometimes people be like, oh, I just want to borrow this money to have this money in my account. Oh, I just want to borrow this money to flex for the weekend. Automatic went and took out loans.
Student loans, I paid them back.
To go to Miami.
I paid them back.
For the weekend. No, we paid them back. And I didn't go to Miami. I didn't even know you in college.
Oh, my God, dude.
You're never going to hear the end of that.
Hey, don't make that mistake.
Run away from payday loans. Don't ever get involved.
For sure, for sure. Okay, number two, be careful about splurging on brands or spending beyond your means. Even if you're buying a luxury car, buy one that's pre-owned. Warren Buffett, who is rich beyond our imagination, says, I never buy a brand new car. Never, because it's a bad investment. Make sure when you buy your home, it will resell well. If you're saving money, you want to find the lowest price home in the neighborhood you're looking at.
Yep.
And then number one, pay yourself first.
Nice.
That means every paycheck, you put some money in your savings account. Don't care if it's $5 or $500. If you got money like that, that's good. Drop a little bit in your account. And make sure you don't have access to it.
Dang, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm so broke because they're like, pay yourself first. I was like, yeah, that means get guac when you go to Chipotle. That's what that means. Get extra. Get, you know what I'm saying? Get do some extra things with that.
Do you think you can follow all these four steps? Because it sounds easy, but it's hard. Especially
right?
Number one, to pay yourself first, put money in savings, because you're tempted to touch it. If you've got money saved up, you're tempted to spend it.
Yeah, I don't do that. I just put the money there and I forget about it. I don't even think about it. It's not an option to take it out.
Me before the pandemic, hell nah. But me post pandemic, yes.
Oh, Anthony, you learned to save now.
I think everybody's saving now.
No, I know. I think you're right. And honestly, the way we save is that I just don't have access to our accounts. I know that sounds crazy, but I can't even get money out of the ATM.
What?
So, like, we have a financial advisor now, and he doesn't even call Dana anymore. He just calls me and he's like, hey, Otto, how much is in this account?
I can't get into the account because if we wouldn't have any savings. So know your own limitations. We should have our wealth advisor on. You know, we talked about fiduciary and all that stuff. I had so many people hit me up like, I want to know how to do this. We will teach you how to invest your money. I promise you in the next few weeks, we'll have him on the show.
And his name is Kyle, so you know he's really good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ah, okay. So the first WTF story, Automatic Anthony A., a woman who poopied her pants halfway through a marathon, ran with it in her shorts the entire way, 13 miles, crossed the finish line, and beat her own personal best time.
Of course she did. She was trying to get out of those shorts.
Dude. Hey, you guys didn't see the run. It was happening on the Hershey Highway.
No, you didn't. That's such a cheap joke, but it's hilarious. All right. Tamara Torlakson relieved herself mid-marathon without stopping and says, I don't regret it.
Yeah.
She ended up beating her best time, like I said, 13 months after having a baby.
Oh.
And she said that after talking to her doctor about it, running can trigger the bowels for a few reasons. You're jostling all those intestines and everything. And sometimes it just, you gotta go.
I'm gonna tell you this, after becoming a father or mother, those kind of things just don't gross
matter.
You out anymore.
Is that right?
It just, like, I'm telling you, Anthony, once you have a kid, you're gonna be like,
doesn't matter.
That doesn't even bother
not even
me.
A big deal. She pulled to the side after. She looked right into the camera of her friend filming her and said, I pooped my pants. Like, it was no big deal.
Oh, gross.
Went to the tent, grabbed a bunch of baby wipes, cleaned up, and got her medal. Hey.
Oh, dude.
Let's flush the toilet on this lady and head over to the litter box. Okay, listen. So a man gave away his wife's cat.
6 years ago, and she still does not know.
How does she not know that he gave the cat away?
Listen to this. So 6 years ago, when the couple first got together, they were boyfriend and girlfriend. The man went over to the house, and the cat was extremely aggressive. Plus, he didn't use his litter box, similar to our marathon runner. Right? And he would always tell the cat, I could replace you. You're replaceable. You're not this. You're not that. One day, the man got fed up with the cat not using the litter box and took him down to a local animal shelter.
Wait.
Where he swapped it out for an identical black cat.
Gosh.
And the black cat is trained and has been rocking in the house ever since.
And the wife doesn't know?
Does not know one bit.
What?
He posted a story on Reddit and people were outraged. So this is just a great story and a great encouragement to remind you to go adopt a pet.
Or that you're always replaceable. Well, speaking of cats, this woman probably has a bunch of cats. This woman in the UK who collects costume jewelry was shocked to discover that one of her fake jewels was actually a giant diamond.
Oh, I wish I discovered that.
The 7-year-old woman was cleaning her house and was about to throw out a bunch of little trinkets. And her neighbor said, hey, you should probably get that one looked at a jewelry store. Turns out it was a 34-carat diamond worth $3 million.
Oh my gosh.
Friend of the year right there.
Yeah, you split the money with your friend. So, had it not been for that neighbor, she would have tossed the jewel.
She owes her like a dinner or something.
What? Dinner? Dinner? That's my cheap husband right there. Yeah, that's what he thinks. I get that? $3 million. You get McDonald's McRib.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian spotted together again, and I have all of the inside details you want. This story and more, Daily Dirt, the best gossip, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got Diddy celebrating his birthday and Matthew McConaughey celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so let's start off with Jay-Z on Instagram, which I thought he was already on Instagram. Apparently not. Signed up with a throwback photo of himself. And within 5 hours, had 1 million followers. Now he's in the millions. Jay-Z. Beyonce is his special follower.
Oh. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Like, Beyonce's husband? That's crazy, dude. He's living it. That's what's up.
All he's trying to do is promote his new movie. It's called The Harder They Fall. It's a Western. It's on Netflix right now.
All right. And obviously, DJ Automatic is trying to help him promote that movie. Go stream it. Okay, now let's talk about Tupac Shakur. 20 years after his murder, we the fans will be able to explore his life and legacy with a new exhibit at a museum. The exhibit is called Wake Me When I'm Free. Part art, part sensory experience. Oh, and his mom, you know she was a Black Panther. Afeni Shakur will also be heavily featured in this exhibit. And we can go to the canvas in LA January 21st, 2022, where it will be. Oh, I'm excited
about
it.
Glad that we could do this. I was actually just about to get Thug Life tattooed on my stomach in honor of Pac, but now I can do this.
Now you can just do this. Yeah, you don't even have to get the tattoo.
Yeah.
Will Kim Kardashian be tattooing Pete Davidson on her arm?
What?
Maybe. Maybe. She was in New York accepting an award from the Wall Street Journal luxury brand magazine for her Skims line. You know, it makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And she left Manhattan to go to Staten Island for a private dinner with Pete Davidson at his favorite Italian spot. She likes this man.
Oh my God, that's the
She left Manhattan to go to Staten Island.
How do you think Kanye feels about her dating a SNL comedian?
I don't know. He left her to go to Wyoming. So what's the difference?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. It's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic on November 4th.
Today we have a hip-hop legend's birthday. It is Sean Diddy Combs, or you could know him as Puffy, or P. Diddy, or Puff Daddy, or you just might know him as just Sean Combs.
Take that.
Are you making fun of Sean Love Combs?
I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying the man has a lot of names.
I need a girl to ride. I need a girl to make my wife.
All right, but he also has won a lot of Grammys. He's won 3 of them. He either owns or is a part of all these companies. He's a part of Revolt Television, Ciroc, Sean John, and Aqua Hydrate Water. Diddy is an entrepreneur. He's worth more than $825 million and just as a solo artist has sold almost 10 million records.
No wonder he don't write rhymes. He writes checks.
Exactly.
I would too.
Happy birthday, Diddy. All right, now we're going to go to 1997 when Jay-Z releases his second album, In My Lifetime, Volume 1. Which is widely regarded as Jay-Z's worst album. It almost ended Jay-Z's career with this song right here.
You deserve to be my sunshine.
Yeah, this one was not one of Jay-Z's best songs at all.
Well, so it was so different from his classic first album, Reasonable Doubt, where he used DJ Premier for production, Clark Kent, and like all like the hip hop staples in New York. And he went with the Hitmen, which were Diddy's guys. And even in this video, Jay-Z's wearing a shiny suit. So he tried to take the Diddy formula, or Puff Daddy at the time formula, and make it his own, and it didn't work. And so he did rebound on the next album, but even Jay-Z himself says he regrets this album.
All right, so what year will we head to next?
1998, the film Belly is released to theaters and is widely regarded as one of the best hip-hop movies.
I sold my soul to the devil. Price was cheap. It was cold on this level. It's twice as deep.
So this movie starred Nas, DMX, T-Boz, and Method Man. I haven't seen it in a long time myself, but it's a great movie. All right, now we're going to wrap it up in 2003 when Too Short releases Married to the Game. It was his 12th studio album.
Wow.
On Jive Records. It was this club anthem that got everybody on the dance floor.
And still does to this day. I love this song. This is a classic hip-hop song. I don't care if you're the West, the South, the North, the East. I bet you Drake dances to it up in Canada.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about why men don't listen to their significant others when asked to do simple chores. We're not going to get into that right now. What we're going to do automatically is we're going to help the homies. We're going to give you 5 small, nice things you can do for your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, just because it's the small things that matter. I was looking at 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show.
Did my wife put you up to this before she left?
No, dude. You know, we like to give out homie tips. And earlier, it was like a thing where like I felt like she was coming down on you, dude. I don't know what she was mad about, but apparently, you know.
Every day, dude.
And come to find out that it's like a husband's skill to be able to block out your wife and not pay attention to anything.
They say men can't multitask. I can block my wife out and do a lot of things.
And then we had that homegirl who called in and she was complaining because her husband doesn't push the chair in at the dinner table. Like, come on, give that man a break.
Seriously.
Come on, dude. Our fathers weren't even around. Come on, be happy he's coming home. All right, be happy he's sitting in that chair. But all right, Automatic, here's one small gesture you could do for your wife or your lady if she's annoyed at your habits around the house. Number one, tell her good morning. You know, good morning, good night. Simple right there and there. That's a
simple thing. That's easy to do.
All right, number two, buy the good soap. Take that as a metaphor.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't buy the best product available, your wife will send you back to the store.
Oh, dude. What about this one? Throw her robe in the dryer for a few minutes and let it get warm before she wakes up in the morning. How about that?
I've never even thought of that. That's genius. That will get you some sex.
What about this right here, Automatic? I know you're a monster when it comes to that vacuum cleaner. I've heard your wife rave about it. What about a vacuum underneath the couch cushions?
Dude, these are all like how to get laid.
Oh, man. And the final thing is fix the thing that you know needs to be fixed.
I'm just telling you right now, those last three... If I was able to accomplish them, my sex life would be so much better.
Okay, well, what about this one right here, Automatic? Dress like an adult.
Oh.
No.
I mean, she says I dress like a sixth grader, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, my God. Let us know what you've done. Small gestures that help your relationship go a long way. At Anthony A400, at DJ Automatic, and, of course, at Dana Cortez Show on all platforms. Have a beautiful Thursday. We love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I feel bad for people now because I think dating is harder. It's harder because when you meet people online.
It's way easier to meet people. What are you talking about?
I don't think so.
It's Dana, you don't date. You
exactly. I have girlfriends who are dating right now, and they're like, man, I meet this guy online. Everything seems fine. And when we hook up in person, he's like a freaking weirdo. Well, nothing like what he says he is or who he says he is.
That happened before dating apps, okay? Sorry.
How? Yeah, dude. If I meet you at the grocery store, I see your mug there. I know what you look like.
Yeah, but you don't know how I'm going to act. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be a weirdo. I'm just out here buying bread. You know, that's the only thing you know about me. Yeah,
I know you got a job and you can afford bread. That's what I know.
And also, it's easier. It's more convenient time of day, too.
Because through the dating apps, you were able to live your life without having to go out and go that extra mile of like having to try to meet
somebody. That's what I'm saying. Like, and you don't have to make those cold calls anymore. You
cold calls.
Trust me, if you were a man and you had to walk up to a woman that you've never met before and be like, hey, can I take you on a date? It's a lot harder than you think.
And be turned down.
Oh, that is a heartbreaker.
I hate seeing that.
Some guys don't care, but like for me, that used to hurt.
Oh, a little guy, a little sensitive guy.
you're gonna miss every shot you don't take. So to take that into
the That's true. That's true. Oh, what a way to look at it. When you get shot down, you feel better about yourself. All right, here's more of the podcast now.